The views and opinions expressed on Unlock Your Wealth Radio are those of the host, guests, and callers only, and are not necessarily the views of Unlock Your Wealth Radio, Heather Wagenhals, or Success Publishing International.
More willpower than a barefoot woman at a shoe sale. Able to stretch a single paycheck for an entire month. Makes money concepts easier than third grade math. Introducing your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhals.
Work all day, stress all night. Take your mind off your money, focus on your life. Money don't matter or the stuff it bought. It's the way you think, not what you've got, yeah.
Unlock Your Wealth Radio starts now.
Get your money mind right.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Thank you so much for stopping by. We are so glad to have you. I'm Heather Wagenhals, and I have a studio audience of two. Well, my producer counts as one, and then my girlfriend, C-Bond, counts as the other. So I'm calling it a studio audience so I can have massive amounts of applause. Cue the applause. Yay! Yay! And that's De Niro, the Prosperity Poochie. He's putting in his 2 cents, too. And we're all here today to help you get your money mind right on today's show. We have so much in store. It's our third key in our Keys to Riches, which is dreams with deadlines. We also have our moolah word of the day, and that is going to be about some type of competition. And I am so excited about this moolah word of the day. Minutes on your money. Oh my God, you're fired? What are you going to do next? Well, we have the answer. And then our trivia question, as always, based on last week's show, Take Action, Make Assessment. And our Unlock Your Wealth protege returns this week to update us on her progress through the Keys to Riches. As always, we will talk about your money, your credit, and how to get ahead in any economy. We will also show you how to manage your money easier, saving time and reducing stress using these proven techniques for you to create unlimited wealth and happiness. Now, our trivia question for the week, and for those of you who are Insiders Club members, you are always automatically entered in our weekly giveaways. But if you would like to win cool money management tools for free, all you have to do is answer our trivia question. And if you are not a member, all you got to do is come up with this answer. And you can win one of three ways. You can call in, chat in, or email in to win. If you want to call in, that number is 1-866-966-9420. That's 866-966-9420. Or hop into the chat room. I am sitting here live waiting for your answers. Hi, I'm here. Come visit. And then if you are listening from a podcast, never fear. Unlock Your Wealth email is here and you can email in, because if somebody doesn't answer live on the show, guess what? You still have a chance to win those cool money management tools. So send your emails to trivia@uywradio.com. That's trivia@uywradio.com. So this week's trivia question is, in last week's episode, we talked about organically assessing our spending, and we had to do that without looking at it. What were we doing with our organic assessment? Because remember, we want to find out the when and the what, because it's not about how much, in order to figure out where our hangups are, because behavior is unconscious. It just happens to us. And before you know it, we're out of money, but we still have checks left and we can't figure out why. So what we need to do is take our organic assessment. And I told you what to do last week. So if you haven't listened to last week's episode, go download it and quickly listen to it. Skitter over to the trivia question so you can figure it out. Again, call in, chat in, or email in to win. Good luck, everyone. And so now it's time for Minutes on Your Money. And have you been fired? You think you're going to get fired? Are you concerned at all about being fired? Because you know what? I never want to get fired. So that's why I work for myself, because I like me too much to let me go. But then again, I also cracked the whip. But in case you are fired, there are some things you need to know about handling your termination. And this is from Allison Doyle in our About.com guide. And unfortunately, it can happen to the best of us. And it can happen even when it's not our fault. I know that happened to me. It totally changed the course of my life. And in hindsight, it was phenomenal. But at the time, it was pretty difficult to manage. And your idea of what your job was going to be like might be different from what management was thinking. And maybe you did screw up but didn't even know it. But it doesn't matter how it happens, okay? You're not alone. If you have been wrongfully terminated, experts estimate that at least 250,000, that's a quarter million workers, are illegally or unjustly fired each year. And that doesn't count those that were justifiably terminated. So regardless of the circumstances, what do you do if you've been fired? Where do you go? Well, first, blaming yourself isn't going to get you anywhere. So don't beat yourself up. And it can happen to the best of us. What you need to do is focus on what you're going to do next and how you're going to find another job, keeping in mind that another hurdle, perhaps the stigma of being fired, might be a challenge in your job search. But that being said, you can address this issue and put it in a neutral, if not a positive light. Before you begin the job search, though, you need to consider where you stand from a legal perspective. Was your firing legitimate, or could it be considered wrongful termination? And if it was, are you eligible for unemployment benefits? Because if you were fired for misconduct, you may not be eligible. But you don't want to assume that either way. You want to check that out. So go to your state unemployment office, because every state is different. And especially if you have a different opinion than what your employer does about how you parted ways. I know I had that specific challenge myself, and it was one of my very first jobs. So that's something you need to focus on. Now, all your job search and correspondence must be positive as you pursue this. So when you start creating your resumes and cover letters, don't even mention the fact that you were fired. It's not an issue unless you make it an issue. Make sure that you address the position that you're applying for and why, and focus on why you're qualified and not what's behind you. Remember, keep looking forward. If you're looking over your shoulder, you'll never get ahead. When filling out job applications, don't be negative either, but be honest. Don't lie, because it could come back to haunt you. You can use language like job ended or terminated if you need to state why you were no longer working there. And here's where getting fired is going to matter most when you're interviewing. You can be sure that you are going to be asked the question, why did you leave your last job? And Dick Bowles, author of What Color Is Your Parachute, recommends volunteering that you were fired even before the question is asked, then moving on. Joyce Lane Kennedy in Job Interviews for Dummies also gives similar advice. She says, keep it brief, keep it honest, and keep moving. She says, explaining why, if it's downsizing or a merger, if it wasn't your fault. But if it was, she suggests telling the interview that you learned a lesson and explain how you benefited from the experience. Take the negative and turn it into a positive. And Kennedy also says that you can use some sample interviews or some sample answers from interviews from her website. So that's what you need to do if you get fired. Don't sweat it and just get back up on the saddle. That's the key. We have so much more in store coming up for you on Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We have Doc Prav in a stellar interview. We got the Moolah Word of the Day. We got the Unlock Your Wealth Protege. And oh my gosh, then it'll be time for our keys. And that's Dreams with Deadlines. Stay tuned for more. You're listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio with Heather Wagenhals. We'll be right back with more coming up after this.
Commander Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Seminars. What I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Kathy Colby all had coaches, whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
I'm Heather Wagenhals. Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of paying off debt again like a slave? Then tune in to my one-minute update on Fort Myers Beach Radio for your morning cup of money motivation. And for more tips, visit crackingyourmoneycode.com.
Looking to take your game to the next level? Maybe you're restless and not sure what to do next in your life? If networking to elevate yourself, looking for inspiration, or being somewhere in between relaxing and making it happen, then the Women of Change Cruise, January 23rd to 28th, is for you. Join a team of elite women who will take your game to the next level or help you find your game while surrounding yourself with welcoming, accepting women who will affirm, motivate, and inspire you to live your best life starting now. Space is limited. Surf over now and be a part of women just like you who refuse to settle for less and are looking to get more out of this lifetime.
The Women of Change Phenomenon. Leave your own mark on the world.
For more information about the Women of Change Cruise and upcoming events, please visit our website at womenofchange.org.
Greenback is your neighborhood lender for auto title loans. We offer fast and easy cash title loans for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Keep your car with title loans from $100 to $50,000. There are no year or mileage limits at Greenback, and we offer the cheapest rates in Arizona, guaranteed. For more information, visit greenbacktitleloans.com or call 480-926-6666.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhals, and it is time for the moolah word of the day. Right here in my hot little hands from investorwords.com, I have our moolah word, which is actually two. It's a pair of words. Monopolistic competition. And the definition is a market structure in which several or many sellers each produce similar but slightly differentiated products. Each producer can set his price and quantity without affecting the marketplace as a whole. So an example of this is you want to go put in gas and you go to the corner and there are three different gas stations and they all have around the same price. So it's all depending on what kind of vibe you want and whether or not you want full service or all of that stuff. So that's an example of monopolistic competition. And so that's great. So we are still having contributions from our prosperity poochie, Marty, in the house. But that's okay because he's going to help me introduce our guest. And I'm so excited for Dr. Michael Provatera, also known as Doc Prov. He is a motivational and organizational behavior expert. As president of Motivational Leadership Training in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, he consults with both large and small organizations, individual executives, as well as educational and governmental institutions. And with his 15 years of executive experience on Wall Street, with his doctorate in manage, he brings an amazing amount of energy. And his book we're going to talk about today, he's authored a book entitled Mastering Self-Motivation, which is targeted to people aspiring to become motivated. So let's have a chat with Doc Prov, shall we? Welcome to the show, Doc Prov.
Hey, thank you very much, Heather.
I'm so glad to have you on because I love brain research and I love trying to figure out what we're doing and why we're doing it. And you've written an incredible book, Mastering Self-Motivation, and you're targeting folks that want to become more motivated. What is motivation and where does it come from?
Well, motivation really comes from our internal beings. You know, when we're born, we want to come into this world, and there's nothing stopping us after, you know, a certain amount of months, we're out, and we're ready. So, yeah, motivation is an internal desire. That's why when people have motivation to do drugs or do negative things, it's hard for them to stop also. But I'm talking about positive things, and I'm trying to get people to focus on the motivation that's necessary to, you know, find their voice, find their career, and find the best place for them to be, their space in this world.
I like your attitude. That's awesome.
Thanks, Heather. Great to be here.
Well, how do we go from understanding what motivation is and to enhance or enliven the motivation that we have?
Well, the key thing with motivation is that, you know, you just have to let yourself be motivated. We hold ourselves back often. You know, we think if we take off from work and we're watching TV that we're not motivated. But we all need a break sometimes, and we need to know the best times of the day to activate our motivation. For some of us, it's when the kids go to sleep at night. For others, it's early in the morning with a couple of cups of coffee. Some people in the middle of the day. And you just got to trigger that motivation and accept it. And when you're not motivated, it's okay. You're not going to be motivated every day, all day long. If you're gone fishing, you're gone fishing. You're still motivated. You're just motivated to go fishing.
Okay. So how do I know the difference between motivation and what I want to do? So let's just say, you know, I would like to be a better dancer. But I can't seem to get motivated to go take lessons or even be dancing. How do I go to get motivated for that?
Well, that's a really good question. Let's say, for instance, you wanted to get motivated to go dancing. Well, first you have to really decide whether that's your motivation or not. You know, maybe your motivation to go dancing comes from watching TV and looking at other people dancing, and maybe you're a spectator and not a participator. But if you do find out that you want to be a participator, then, you know, what we talk about is to do sort of like shaping. In motivation, what we do is we say, you know, you're just going to take these little steps to make one big step. So you learn a little bit about dancing each day and each week, and maybe join a group or a club, and then before you know it, you have dancing down. In order to be great at it, though, you have to work a lot at put a lot of time in. You know, you see, a pianist is not someone that plays the piano is not going to be a great pianist unless they put the time in. Same thing with tennis. You could be a nice person, you could be pretty good at tennis, but you're not going to be great unless you put 6 to 8 hours a day in.
Mm-hmm. So
you know, you got to decide whether you want it to be a recreation, or do you want it to be something that you want to do more of, or professional, or, you know, things like that. And then you just put your effort into it, and it has to be like an A goal on your list every day, so you tap into it.
Mm-hmm. So how did you fall into, or find, or were motivated to learn about motivation and to move forward as an organizational behavior expert and go in this field? What drew you to this field of motivation?
Well, what triggered for me was I was at a very young age, I always liked being creative and innovative. And I thought, you know, let me see what it's like to go out and find a job. And I had a couple of different jobs. And then I realized that these types of jobs, whatever it is, say, working at a car rental place and driving cars around at 17, 18, you know, it sounds fun, but it gets old. So then I decided to go back to college. And once I got to college, I realized that, wow, you know, this professor is doing something that I like and I'm learning from. And then once I asked the professor, you're a doctor, how do you be a doctor? You know, I mean, a lot of people think that doctors are medical doctors, but he was a PhD in management. So from that time on, I wanted to be a PhD in management, and took a lot of time to get there, but I got there. And he turned out to be a friend of mine, and he came to my wedding, and I still talk to him, Dr. DiPaolo at City University in New York. So it takes, you know, one or two people in your life to give you the trigger. And my father was always a very jovial guy, could tell jokes, could talk to anybody, and he would just pull over on the road and say, you want to play basketball, son? I said, well, you know, we don't have a ball, Dad. He said, well, there's a couple of people playing over there. There's a guy and his son. I said, Dad, we're just going to walk over? Yeah, come on, son. Walks over. Hi, my name's Frank. This is my son, Mike. We want to play basketball with you. Is it okay? And we'd have a great game, shake their hand, and move on. So these kind of things showed me that motivation could be manifested from, you know, being positive and going out to help people and just sharing your love. And before you know it, the people around you are motivated.
Mm-hmm. That's a neat story about the basketball, because people say, well, I can't play basketball. I don't have a basketball. That's a great story.
Yeah, and then we'd do that several times. You'd see a guy and his son playing, and the guy at first would be like, who are these guys walking over? My father would be like, my father was a great motivator. He'd go over and he'd say, hi, my name's Frank. This is my son, Mike. You know, we see you playing basketball here. We don't have a basketball. We're on vacation in Jersey Shore here, and we thought maybe we'd have a game with you. You know, those kind of things gave me the impetus to be more motivated. And then when I got, you know, your parents can only give you so much help depending on how educated they are and what they know. So you take the good things from them and then you go out and seek others. And then I sought out this professor and then, you know, another professor and another professor. And you know, then I got my associate degree ring from Johnston's, and then I upgraded it to a bachelor's degree, and then I upgraded it to a master's in business administration degree, and then I got my doctorate, and I still got the same ring. So, I mean, motivation is one of these things that you, it just comes to you when you're out there looking and people notice you. They want to help you, and it's sort of like pay it forward, but I believe pay it backward, like you're doing. Heather, you know, you look at somebody like me that has a book, you bring me on your radio station, you motivate me to talk to others, and I'm willing to help anybody I can, and same thing you're doing. You help people out, and people work with you, and then I'm online here helping people, telling them about my 40-page free author's workbook that you could find online, and, you know, these are the kind of things that it all just comes together.
Well, and I love the fact that you had such a great inspiration in your father, and you had such a good role model to be fearless and to just kind of go forth and create your own destiny. I really enjoyed that story. And I want to talk to you more about motivation when we get back from the break. You are listening to Dr. Michael Provatera on Unlock Your Wealth Radio with Heather Wagenhals. And we'll be right back with more coming up after this.
Commander Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Seminars. What I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Kathy Colby all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
I'm Heather Wagenhals. Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of paying off debt again like a slave? Then tune in to my one-minute update on Fort Myers Beach Radio for your morning cup of money motivation. And for more tips, visit crackingyourmoneycode.com.
Looking to take your game to the next level? Maybe you're restless and not sure what to do next in your life? If networking to elevate yourself, looking for inspiration, or being somewhere in between relaxing and making it happen, then the Women of Change Cruise, January 23rd to 28th, is for you. Join a team of elite women who will take your game to the next level or help you find your game while surrounding yourself with welcoming, accepting women who will affirm, motivate, and inspire you to live your best life starting now. Space is limited. Surf over now and be a part of women just like you who refuse to settle for less and are looking to get more out of this lifetime.
The Women of Change Phenomenon. Leave your own mark on the world.
For more information about the Women of Change Cruise and upcoming events, please visit our website at womenofchange.org.
Greenback is your neighborhood lender for auto title loans. We offer fast and easy cash title loans for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Keep your car with title loans from $100 to $50,000. There are no year or mileage limits at Greenback, and we offer the cheapest rates in Arizona, guaranteed. For more information, visit greenbacktitleloans.com or call 480-926-6666.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and I am She, your maven of moolah, and I am joined today by Dr. Michael Provatera, or Doc Prov, as he's known, a motivational and organizational behavioral expert, and we're talking about motivation and specifically mastering self-motivation, because we know sometimes it's so hard to get out from under those fluffy warm blankets in the morning. Isn't it, Doc Prov?
It sure is, and that's why I'm here, because you need a push sometimes, and when you need that push, that's what I try to do, is give people the incentive to be a little bit better than they were yesterday and learn from where they are and raise the bar a little bit.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the tools for mastering self-motivation. So since motivation is fleeting, and so sometimes it's here, sometimes it's not, and I have not figured out how to give myself a coffee IV as soon as the alarm goes off, so it'll be in by the time I hit the snooze bar, and I won't have my liquid motivation. How do I get? How do I crawl out of the rack every morning? What can I do?
Well, the key thing is right before you go home at night, say you're working 9 to 5, like 4:45, then right before you leave, you set your schedule up for what you're going to do the next day. And then, you know, you go home and you enjoy your night and maybe read some motivational stuff, watch some motivational movies and things like that. And then what you do is you go out and you begin to address the things you put on your list. So if you have an A goal, you go for the A goal. If you have a B goal, then you go for the B goal, and then you prioritize. And if you get to your C's, then that's okay.
Okay. And so what's the difference between an A, B, and a C goal? Because it's just alphabet soup to me right now.
Let's say, for instance, you wanted to become a millionaire. You know, we're talking about money, right? So let's say you want to become a millionaire. Well, you put on there and you say, I want to become a millionaire, and I'm going to do something toward that. And then, you know, maybe your first thing is entrepreneurship. So you put on the list for tomorrow. This is 4:45 now. Tomorrow, I'm going to figure out what I need to do to become an entrepreneur. So the next day you wake up and then you go over to your PC and you look for some books on entrepreneurship, look for some coaches, look for somebody that could help, and you start developing your personal mission, what you try to do each day, and then you work on that each day. I develop myself to be an entrepreneur. And then, you know, you be creative and innovative doing that. And then what you do is you start to have a vision where you want to be. This is what I want to do with my entrepreneurship. I want to start my own business. I want to open up a pizzeria. I want to open up a car dealership, whatever it is. And then each day you work toward that. And then you look at your strengths and your weaknesses, your opportunities that you might have. And if you have any threats, then you try to, you know, avoid them or try to overcome them. And then, you know, you don't focus on your weaknesses. You focus on your strengths. Whatever you're good at, you try to do more of that.
Okay. All right, so that sounds good. So what happens if I start this process? I've developed my personal mission, and I'm getting up every day, and I'm fighting the good fight, and I'm working on being a millionaire, but I'm becoming an entrepreneur. I'm trying to start my own business. I'm still working my other job so I can pay my bills while I can try to live my dreams at the same time, and I'm getting tired. Where do I look for extra inspiration at this point?
Well, you know, the key thing with that is that, you know, you're new at this. So you have to realize that there's a lot of people that were entrepreneurs before you, and there's probably going to be a lot of people after you. But right now, you have to be concerned about yourself. You got to take care of numero uno. And by doing so, you have to read about the stories of the people that were successful. I mean, Bill Gates thought of a PC on everybody's desk, and he did it. You know, Martin Luther King, he had a dream. He didn't say, I have a goal or I have an objective. So what is your dream? And, you know, you just think about that and what you want to do, what kind of people you want to help. Let's say, for instance, you're a car mechanic and you're working from your garage. Well, you take that car mechanic job and you maybe get some other people that could do it around the neighborhood, and then go to another neighborhood, and then, you know, put together some systems and some policies and procedures and serve the masses. As soon as you could start reaching more people, then your entrepreneurial ideas could you know, be vast and be accomplished. So the key thing is to, you know, realize that it's going to be negative. You're going to have some negative days, but you're plugging away. You're going to learn from the best. You're going to learn their mistakes. You're going to learn their successes so that you don't make the same mistakes.
Okay. All right. So I'm engaged and I have my dream and I'm pursuing it and I got my personal mission. And then what do I do, like, if I fall in love all of a sudden with someone?
That's a great thing, you know. I mean, falling in love. We have to keep spontaneity in our day. So even though we have these goals, you know, you say you have all these plans, your A's and your B's, and you, if you can get to your C's, but you're doing your A's, and all of a sudden now in the middle of the day, you have an opportunity to fall in love. Well, you drop everything and you fall in love. You can't worry about your success in life as an entrepreneur and forget about falling in love. I mean, it all works together. For now, you need to fall in love. If that works out, then you could manifest that along with your entrepreneurial ideas. So we don't want the entrepreneurship to take over everything. The thing that I like to talk about here is, let's say you're an entrepreneur and you're going out and starting your business like I am, you know, with a couple of new books and stuff like that, and trying to reach people and doing consulting for me, for you, for everybody. It's different. So then what if you're working in a company? Well, then you're an intrapreneur. And somebody wrote a book on intrapreneuring, where you become an intrapreneur within your company and you become real creative and innovative. And then I discovered my own term, and I call it a motrepreneur. So a motrepreneur is someone who takes stock in themselves and sets up a personalized reward system. So you pat yourself on the back if no one's patting you. And then they take calculated risks. You know, I remember when I bought Facebook, I bought it at 40, it went to 20. Everybody was telling me, I told you not to do it. I said, I'm hanging on for the long haul, now it's 56.
Yeah.
Right? So it's a calculated risk. Sure, I'm not saying you should go out and gamble, but, you know, buying a stock in a pretty good company, that's a calculated risk. So then you determine how you could stay on purpose with this, with incremental improvements, like I was talking about when you're shaping yourself to be a dancer. And then your intention yet as a motrepreneur is to create a sense of direction coupled with intensity and a burning desire to live to your fullest potential. You know, we wake up in the morning, we get through the, you know, hitting the snooze button. But after that, you want to grow. You want to learn. By listening to this radio station 10 minutes from now, you'll be better than you were 10 minutes earlier. And then you'll be able to go about what you're doing, the next step. So you keep learning, you keep growing each day.
Okay. So if I feel like I'm too tired, that's just too much work or too overwhelming, is there hope for me, or am I still going to have to find, am I just going to have to find something else that excites me? Is it not just about one specific thing or about finding something?
No, you know, the thing is you're still motivated. If you're tired and you want to relax and you want to get some popcorn and watch a good movie, you can't feel like you're unmotivated. You're motivated to watch that movie right now. You're motivated to fall in love. You're motivated all the time. You don't always have to look at your motivation gear toward your success. Your success is imminent. All you have to do is work at it. But you have to take the necessary time out to enjoy your life and take vacations. You know, I just published a piece with a reporter about, you know, making a plan for the week on Sunday night, making a plan for the month at the end of the month, and making a plan for the year at the end of the year. And so you have to plan, but build a lot of spontaneity in there so you can enjoy your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wake up in the morning and say, it's not too early to start thinking about dinner.
That's you're making me hungry now. I didn't realize that I was hungry.
You know
until
what
you
I mean,
that.
Right? I mean, you
exactly.
Know, you want to plan your day, and you want to plan the ups, the downs, the breaks. You know, some people go on vacation and they have an itinerary, and others people just go to the Caribbean and take it day by day and enjoy themselves.
Mm-hmm. I like what you said. Your success is imminent. You just have to work at it. So it's almost like a foregone conclusion. I know I'm going to get there. And so if I want to take a break right now, and if I'm motivated to take a break right now and watch this movie and eat some popcorn, that's what I should do, that's still okay.
It's a reward. Exactly, Heather. You're rewarding yourself. So you work hard, you get an A in a course, you go out, you have some apple pie with vanilla ice cream on it, and you enjoy it. And you have a milkshake or something, whatever it is you want. I'm not saying to eat unhealthy, but I'm saying once in a while you gotta reward yourself, and you have to be okay with that, and then, you know, go about your business, getting back on track, exercising and building your mind so you could overcome options. You know, I look at people in universities and, you know, I say, a year from now, you could be a lot better in whatever subject you're studying. And then when you're out there looking for a job and the boss tells you, what can you do? You say, I could do just about anything. What do you have? I could do just about anything. I got all this knowledge. I got all this skill. I'm ready to go. I mean, just listening to this station and just listening to you tonight just makes you a special person that wants to develop yourself further.
Well, thank you very much for being a part of our show. If folks want you to come speak at their organization and inspire, motivate them, or if they want to get a hold of your book, Mastering Self-Motivation, where can folks find your stuff?
Well, my books are available everywhere, you know, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Books A Million. But the best place to go to get information about me is to go to my website. And I try to make my website real easy with Doc, as in like Doc Holliday, Doc, and then Prov, the first four letters of my last name. So DocProv.com is where you can get a free workbook, 40-page workbook, and all the information you need about me if you'd like me to come over and speak. And right now I'm running some free presentations, so I can come to your organization for free.
Outstanding. You got me thinking about Doc Holliday and Victor Mature. He's like one of the most handsome men I thought that ever lived.
He is. And that's another thing too, you know, to motivate you when you like an actor or you like somebody in particular, you try to, you know, follow their work and enjoy watching them.
Oh, yes. It drives my husband nuts now that, oh, there's a Victor Mature movie on. Leave it on as he's flipping through. Well,
but when the movie's over, he has you, and that makes him a lucky man.
Yay! Well, thank you so much for stopping by the show today. And for those of you who are driving around without a pencil, never fear. UnlockYourWealthRadio.com is here where you can find links to Doc Prov's website and so much more. Stay tuned for more Unlock Your Wealth Radio coming up right after this.
Commander Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Seminars. What I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Kathy Colby all had coaches, whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
I'm Heather Wagenhals. Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of paying off debt again like a slave? Then tune in to my one-minute update on Fort Myers Beach Radio for your morning cup of money motivation. And for more tips, visit crackingyourmoneycode.com.
Looking to take your game to the next level? Maybe you're restless and not sure what to do next in your life? If networking to elevate yourself, looking for inspiration, or being somewhere in between relaxing and making it happen, then the Women of Change Cruise, January 23rd to 28th, is for you. Join a team of elite women who will take your game to the next level or help you find your game while surrounding yourself with welcoming, accepting women who will affirm, motivate, and inspire you to live your best life starting now. Space is limited. Surf over now and be a part of women just like you who refuse to settle for less and are looking to get more out of this lifetime.
The Women of Change Phenomenon. Leave your own mark on the world.
For more information about the Women of Change Cruise and upcoming events, please visit our website at womenofchange.org.
Greenback is your neighborhood lender for auto title loans. We offer fast and easy cash title loans for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Keep your car with title loans from $100 to $50,000. There are no year or mileage limits at Greenback, and we offer the cheapest rates in Arizona, guaranteed. For more information, visit greenbacktitleloans.com or call 480-926-6666.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your maven of moolah, Heather Wagenhals, and it is time to catch up with our Unlock Your Wealth protege, Lauren Rumpler. She is now back from recording in studio, and she is going to share with us how she's doing with her Keys to Riches process. Welcome to the show, Lauren.
Thanks for having me on, Heather.
I am so glad to check in with you. I'm sorry we missed you last week, but I am all excited that you are in studio and starting to record on your music project. So how has it been going since we started with our acceptance and affirmation key? So you came to terms with the fact that you're just starting out and you don't know much about money and you want to get off on the right track.
Yes, absolutely. And so I've been working on my affirmations to try and fix that.
Awesome. So would you like to share a couple with us?
Absolutely. I would love to. My first affirmation is I use my credit card responsibly.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That is a good one. I'm just really excited about it.
Yeah, for someone your age to say that, I'm surprised. So I'm really impressed now.
I am worthy of wealth is my second one.
Now, that's a good one. That's a good one. And how does that relate to how you've thought about money in the past?
Well, it definitely plays into my objectivist philosophy. In objectivist philosophy, objectivists believe that they are worthy of making wealth because they believe that everybody is able to gather value in the form of wealth. So it's a very important affirmation for me personally.
Yes, and for all of us objectivists, actually. We are entitled to what we have created and to be able to exchange our value for value, just like Hank Reardon testifies in Atlas. And so that's an awesome one, and that's one that so many people struggle with. So that's very impressive that you were able to come up with that because, you know, we've been told, you know, to share, or there's never enough to go around sometimes, you know, and people make you feel guilty if you have had money or if you came from money. And so you try not to show it or be proud of it because you're looking to be accepted by others. And so worth is a huge part. I'm really impressed that you chose that one. Do you have another affirmation?
Yes, I do. My third affirmation is my talent and ability can make me money.
That's a great one. And that plays into you making money with your voice, being able to sing on these albums and movie soundtracks and all kinds of stuff like that. So,
yes, it does, Heather.
Have you ever felt discouraged, you know, in your musical career pursuit? Is that adding a level of comfort or helping you work on that piece of it?
Oh, absolutely. The odds are not exactly in my favor. But if I keep a positive mindset, I believe that I've got a much better opportunity.
That's really awesome. That's a great place to be. Now, this week's key is about goal achievement, dreams with deadlines. Now, when we talk about dreams with deadlines, and when we get into this key further this week, you'll understand there's a difference between goal setting and goal achievement. And that's what sets apart what we do with our goal strategy, is that we make it impossible to fail. And I was inspired by my father's plan your work, work your plan kind of mentality. And if you make the plan in such a way that you know what the expectations are, you're always able to achieve your goals if you just do the work. So let's talk a little bit about how you have set goals in the past or are currently setting goals. How do you decide you want to chase a goal?
Well, normally I decide I want to chase a goal by making a strategic plan because I have a background in public relations. So it's the easiest way for me personally to decide to make a goal.
Okay. So you have this goal in mind, and what's the next step? How do you take it from being a dream to a goal and then your reality?
Date setting is definitely the most helpful tool that you can create, and it's important to have certain defining dates up until the completion date so that you know you're making good progress.
Okay. And what happens if you blow one of those dates?
Well, you try not to beat yourself up too much, and you set another date, which you expect to get it done.
Okay. Now, when you talk about long-term goals, and we're talking about goals that are a year or more out, how do you go about creating a plan for that?
Well, actually, my album is a good example of that. I have dates for all of the 11 songs that I still have to write for the album and when I expect to have each of them done by. And that's all leading up to my July 4th, 2014 date of my album release.
Awesome. So as we think about goal setting and goal achievement, you know, that's a long way off. So how do you stay engaged when there's so many things that you could be doing? You could be going to parties and running around with people. I mean, especially at your age, you know, there's so many things to do to distract us when we're in our 20s. How do you stay engaged?
Well, the big thing is Ayn Rand talks about value judgment in her philosophy and how important a value judgment is. So for me, having a singing career has been something that I've wanted to do since I was about 5 years old. So it's so important to me to sit down and put time aside every evening to work on my music. And that time is concrete. I do not change that time no matter what comes up.
Okay. Yes, and I remember abutting against one of those times when I wanted to work with you for the Unlock Your Wealth stuff we were working on, and you're like, no, I can't because I've got to write this song. You know, you're fairly disciplined. What happens when you don't get a goal?
I'm pretty hard on myself about my goals. I was raised that way, actually. My parents have always expected me to do exactly what it is that I say that I'm going to do. So luckily, that has been ingrained in me throughout my childhood. So I did have an advantage in that way.
Mm-hmm. Now, were you ever punished for non-performance?
No, I wouldn't say that I was punished for non-performance. I was a swimmer growing up, and my parents always expected me to do my best in the races and always improve my time in every race. It wasn't about winning or losing. It was about always improving. And so my parents always set the standard that as long as they saw improvement, then they saw it as me achieving a goal and being successful.
Okay. So is there anything that you are afraid of or concerned about when it comes to strategizing for the future?
Oh, absolutely. Having graduated from Ball State University, I am in loan debt, of course, because it's impossible to go to college and not take out loans. So that's absolutely terrifying for somebody of my age still trying to break into my line of work, which is politics. Yes, that's absolutely daunting.
Yes, I can imagine. I couldn't imagine having that inescapable amount of debt that some kids take on these days just to go to school. Well, hopefully we can dispel some of that fear and give you some confidence by the way we perform Our Dreams with Deadlines Key. And we'll talk about how to get from here to where you want to go and make it almost like it's a foregone conclusion. Thanks so much for your time today. And let's get into this week's key, shall we? So let's start with this week's key in our Keys to Riches Financial Wellness series, Dreams with Deadlines. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, thanks for stopping by. Welcome to the show. We're so glad to have you. The Keys to Riches is a baker's dozen of financial concepts that not only teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money, but it also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, eliminate debt, save and invest, building wealth while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And we do that 1 week at a time and one key at a time from the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness series. So this is only number three. So we have taken our first key was acceptance and affirmation. So first we accepted where we are is not exactly where we want to be. And we started affirming our ability to reinforce our self-worth that we are capable of successful money management. Last week we learned to take action and we started our organic assessment because we here don't believe in budgets. We break budgets. And in our seventh key, break the budget, we're going to learn how to create a healthy savings and spending plan instead. But first, in order to get there, we got to have a plan. And so that's what this week's key is, dreams with deadlines. And I chose that because one of the things that I've noticed in all of the professional and personal development workshops I've ever been to is that it's got to start with a dream, a burning desire to do something, be something, somewhere, somebody. And then once we create that, it's really easy to strategize goal achievement. And the only reason why a dream stays a dream is that we haven't assigned deadlines to it. And with the right goal achievement process, which is different than goal setting, because I know many people that set goals and never achieve them because they don't have the system in place to support that. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you what you need to survive. And the reason why it's so important is because with our brains, our first survival brain says, I'm wanting to seek pleasure and avoid pain in this moment. And so when it comes to buying that $600 pair of Ferragamos or saving $600 for retirement, I just can't do it because the Ferragamos are here and now, and retirement is so intangible. It's not concrete. It's super abstract. It's like something that's like out there. I can't feel it, touch it. I can't feel or touch somebody else's retirement to even get an idea of what that looks like. So it's abstract and it's difficult for us to do that. It's also difficult for us to hang in there and have that intestinal fortitude that we need when we've got this initial decision officer in our brains saying, seek pleasure, avoid pain, seek pleasure, avoid pain. And wouldn't I look fabulous in a pair of $600 Ferragamos as opposed to putting that money in the bank that nobody's ever going to see? I can't walk around with my retirement. I can't look good now with my retirement, can I? So we have to think in these terms when we start our goal achievement process. So first we have to have our dream. And once we come up with our dream, it's all downhill from there. In the planning part. So all you have to do is figure out what it is that you want to be. I want to be a millionaire. I want to be a rock star. I want to be an addictions counselor. I want to be a record producer. Whatever it is that you want to be, you just got to figure out what it is. And you need to set that goal. We're going to use these SMART goal techniques, which is an acronym, S-M-A-R-T. So we're going to set it out far enough into the future to give us time to get it accomplished. Because you can say, I want to be a millionaire, and then we can assign a deadline to it to be Friday. But if you don't have the winning lottery numbers, it's not likely that's going to happen. So we have to set it far enough into the future that we can achieve it. And then we can start applying the SMART goal principles and then our plan backwards in order to get there. So let's say we want to be a millionaire and we want to set that 15, 20 years out in the future. I wouldn't go any further out because your life changes too much in that period of time, and your goals are going to constantly change, and what you want is going to constantly change. So if you want to be a rock star or whatever it is that you want to be, you need to set it out. If you want to have that house with the picket fence and the 2.5 kids and a dog, then you've got to make sure that you set out far enough when you want to have that happen in order to achieve it. So the SMART goal test is small, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. So we just took care of the T. So now we have it time-bound. So now we need to apply plan backwards to fill out the other four. So it's really easy to put something big like that out into the future and not and figure out how we're going to get there. We could just hope, God, that's $1 million. I don't even know how I'm going to get there. What am I going to do in order to get there? But if we break it down and we use a selling technique that I learned from Tom Hopkins called reduce it to the ridiculous, just like somebody can sell you a $3,000 hot water heater for your home at it's only 75 cents a day. That's how we're going to achieve our goals. We're going to apply that same reduce it to the ridiculous technique and work it backward. So we know every day what our daily dollars need to be doing by using this technique. And so all we're going to do is figure out what it's going to take to get there. So assuming we didn't even earn any interest on a big sum of money, we can still work that backwards. Now we have the power of compound interest over time, which will help shortcut what we need to save. But at least you know, worst case scenario, if it has to be in a piggy bank or if it has to go under the mattress for you to save for your accomplishments, you know exactly what you need to be doing each and every day. So when you go to evaluate opportunity cost, it's easier when you say, okay, do I want these shoes for $600 today, and then they're going to cost me more than $600 if I actually put it on a credit card and don't pay it off at the end of the month? Or do I want to put $600 away? Well, if I do these shoes at $600, that means that I can't put my $5 a day away to be a millionaire for $600 worth. So what am I giving up to get what I want right now? And is what I want right now, like those shoes aren't going to last me until retirement. You know, the minute I scuff them or fall down or break the heel, I'm done. So now they're going in the garbage. So where do I want to be? So these are the questions that we got to start asking yourself. Now, after we reduce it to the ridiculous and we know exactly where we have to be, the key to all goal achievement is staying in there for the long haul. And in order to stay in there, we have to be engaged. And how do we get engaged? We have to satiate our palate. We have to make this so romantic and so lustful that we fly out of bed each and every day when we get up. We can't wait to start achieving our goals, because when you can reduce your goals to the ridiculous, you will find out that all these things that you want will come to you in due time if you just do what you need to do each and every day. And you would be flabbergasted if you could accomplish all of your financial goals with maybe $20 or $30 or $40. You know, is that sound unrealistic? You spend more than $40 taking your family to the movies. You drop more than $40 when you go on a date these days. So think about these things. When you reduce it to the ridiculous, you can make a fair opportunity cost assessment, because your initial decision officer who lives in your survival brain is going to say to you, he's going to say, well, you know, like I got 20 years for retirement. I'm not going to retire for 20 years. It's okay. Get those shoes. Go out, take the friends and family out for dinner, you know, and it's okay. But he's not the guy that has to answer to things, because then, you know, the next set of our brain, our mammalian brain with all of our emotions in there, are going to have other challenges. And now you're going to have a conflict. You're not going to feel good about yourself. And it's easy to flake on our goals when we don't know what's expected of us to get there. So that's this week's key in a nutshell. If you want to be able to achieve your goals, use this process and be systematic and regimented. Now for this week's key statement, key affirmation, and key commitment, please visit our website at unlockyourwealthradio.com and click on the This Week's Key tab. And for more in-depth interviews with money experts, strategies, and members-only tools to fix your credit, get out of debt, and have more money and happiness, do what other savvy listeners have and visit unlockyourwealthradio.com, where you go to get your money mind right so your wealth and happiness will follow. Become an Insiders Club member today and start receiving the benefits of millionaire wisdom. All you have to do is visit unlockyourwealthradio.com. For Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I'm Heather Wagenhals. Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthRadio.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. UnlockYourWealthRadio.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2013 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com.